This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, everybody, to the first Nashville Rockin' Pod Expo Celebrity Roast. We've got a lot of great guests lined up for you tonight. We're going to get the evening started off with a couple of special people I believe a lot of you know out there. I'm talking about Doc McGee and Paul Stanley. Thank you.
I'm Paul Stanley.
And I'm Doc McGee.
People, I'd like to say it's an honor to be here. But I only agreed to this to take a gig away from Eddie Trunk. Oh, yeah! Looking out and seeing the faces of the top podcasters in the world, I can truly say that I'm grateful I'll be leaving soon. Oh, yeah! You know, I was talking to some people backstage before, and they were telling me it's helpful to picture the audience naked when speaking in public. But if it's all right with you, I'd rather picture you wearing more clothes. Oh, yeah! That said, those of us in the world who have actual lives are very proud to see so many of you outside of your basements. Oh, no.
Hey, Paul, do you mind if I take a crack at this? I've always wanted to do a roast.
Doc McGee, ladies and gentlemen. All right.
Thank you. Well, I gotta tell you, people, well done picking Millennium Hall. What is this venue named after the last year somebody booked it? It must have been difficult to find a location within walking distance of a Piggly Wiggly and a salvage yard. Is this thing on? I got a question, too. Are those hookers or valet attendants outside? No, seriously, I need to know because I handed the one with the mustache and face herpes my keys.
Let me step in here, Doc. You're kind of killing the vibe here. Read the room.
I'm sorry, maybe there's a reason I work off stage. Continue, Paul, you're the star.
Never in history has this much useless knowledge been in one room. You all know a lot of facts, people. Too bad it's kids' facts. Oh, yeah! Julian Gill from Kiss FAQ, people. Julian, I gotta tell you, anytime someone asks me why I never leave my cabin on the Kiss cruise, I just have them read the message board on Kiss FAQ. Okay. Seriously, you guys are terrified. And speaking of people making a career out of talking about me, three sides of the coin, people. Looking at mock zucchini, it's more like three sides with every meal. Am I right? And what exactly is Tommy's role on the show? Earbud model? That guy chimes in less than the doorbell at Branville's house. Get it? You got no friends, Michael. Oh, yeah! Three sides of the coin. The number one Kiss podcast. Your family must be so proud. Being the number one Kiss podcast, it's a lot like being the best-selling Amish rapper. Oh, yeah! Or maybe the best-looking man at a podcast expo.
Hey, Paul, you're killing it. You mind if I take another round?
Doc McGee! Well, oh, yeah!
Give it up for Chris Sinzak from Decibel Geek, the world's leading authority on Vinnie Vincent. You know, You know, that's like being the world's authority on GoBots. No one cares. How did you end up picking Vinny anyway? Was Local H taken? Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. That's covered by your co-host, Aaron Camaro. You know, Aaron, you do know this isn't a headbands and sunglass expo, right? Two types of people wear sunglasses inside. Blind people and assholes. Sorry, I take that back, Aaron. I got my notes screwed up. I didn't mean to call you an asshole. That term is reserved exclusively for Billy Hardaway. Everyone, Josh Toomey of the Talk Toomey podcast is here tonight. Give it up! I do have one question, Josh. If you're here, who's interviewing the drummer from the Cottonmouth Kings this week? Now, Josh, you do know you can turn down interviews, right? You know, eventually you're going to hit rock bottom and end up having one of the hosts from Cobras and Fire on your show. Speaking of that show, have you ever heard of Cobras and Fire? Me either. I do know that one of the hosts is named Loose Cannon. If you ever met him, he's the one whose face you want to punch. What came first, Loose? The word smug or you? What a dumb fucking stage name. Was Loose Bowels already taken? You should have picked that, as everything that comes out of you is shit.
I agree, Doc. I almost felt bad for his co-host, Baco, and then I met him. Well, all right. At least his band recommendations will help you decide what not to buy. Among the many things I will take away from this Rockin' Pod Expo, people, is that I can now tell my friends and family that I, Paul Stanley, was once in the same room as Baco. People, is there a word that means the opposite of name dropping? Oh, yeah! Before I go, there's just something I'd like to say to all of you. Get a life. Get some exercise. Maybe take a shower once in a while. And that HR woman at your work, well, she was just being polite when she said she liked your kiss tie. She doesn't really care that the girl from Sons of Anarchy sang on Gene's solo album. Your office doesn't have a water cooler, people. It has a tank of tears from how sad you are. Thanks for all your money. Shop Kiss Online and fuck you, Eddie Trunk.
You're listening to the Cobras and Fire Podcast Network. Pat yourself on the back, buy yourself a beer, and slap yourself on the ass.
Welcome to Cobras and Fire. I'm your host, Luis Canis, along with the sleazy Baco. How are you, sir?
I am well, and I'm happy to be sleazy and not beezy.
Yes. Our episode today is called The Bee's Knees of Sleaze.
Bees.
Yes.
No.
So, what do you want to talk about?
I do not want to talk about sleaze bees.
Hey, by the way,
we've touched on band names over the course of this whole project we got going on here. Where does Sleazebees rank on your "That's Not Good-o-meter"?
I have no idea who the fuck they are.
I really thought that part of you naming this episode was kind of a pun on the Sleazebees.
No, I'm pretty much just an idiot that likes things that rhyme.
Okay.
Like, and the whole term, you know.
You seriously bees, don't know who Sleazebees are. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not like I looked it up. About Bon Jovi.
Okay, let me explain. I know who they are.
Uh-huh.
I have never played a song by them.
What is their hit?
Nothing, obviously.
Oh, there is one. I mean, it's not a hit.
It wasn't a hit.
There's a song that if you know them, you know them because of that song.
Yeah, well,
oh, whatever. Who fucking cares?
Yeah, there's that zone of before like 85 for me, just because of my age, that kind of passed by me.
Mm-hmm.
Like the this stuff is that late I listened 80s to
before, asshole.
Is it Sleazebees?
Yeah, like 80, 89, 90.
Well, they must have like toured with Tough at the same time.
We seriously need Billy Hardaway just to be in the background and chime in with fact correction,
screaming.
Yeah, 91, you jackasses.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. 9-1, you jackasses.
Yeah, and if we have him on the show, everything will be. But he'll only speak 8 words, and most of them have fucking piece of shit and asshole in each sentence. What do you say?
I think you're selling him a little short, but yeah.
No, but he's very concise.
We might have to use the beepometer on him too. We'd be the first episode we could actually start bleeping stuff out.
I just like that. We curse all the time. We just censor him the entire time.
All right, well, let's move on a little bit and get into the sleaze. You want to talk a little bit? Quiet Riot's making some news.
What is that news?
Well, they're after 5 shows with their, I don't know how many fucking singers they've had since Kevin Dubrow, they got a new one.
Okay.
At this point, it's just the drummer and whoever he can get to work for free is the way I'm seeing this. But this guy is of some note. Apparently he was on American Idol. James Durbin, do you know him?
No, I don't watch that. But going back to this, see, Quiet Riot has always been one of these bands that is very curious to me. So, you know, tell me if I'm wrong here. They had 2 albums before they were famous that had Randy Rhoads, but they were never really, really released, or they weren't. How did that go?
They were released in Japan only, is my understanding. They've been released here, like. But
have you heard them?
Yeah, they're not very good.
Okay, so you can't really see the whole, you know.
It's nice to hear early Randy Rhoads if you're a guitar guy, but song wise, you know, there's a couple songs that made it to the first record. I think Slick Back Cadillac is on one of them.
Okay. So they use some of the stuff off those on the first mm-hmm. one. Okay. And, you know, the only, you know, basically Come On, Feel the Noise, Bang Your Head, I don't know, Mama, We're All Crazy Now, whatever
Party
like
all
that.
Night.
Two of those 3 are covers, right?
Yeah, like by the same band, too, Slade.
Slade twice. I guess my question is, from there to at some point I had QR3, I don't know why, I didn't buy it or somebody gave it to me, I was like, this is not good to me. But like,
and then they had the record right after that with Paul Shortino from Rough Cut. I think it was just called Quiet Riot.
But my question is anybody from the news you just told me, is anybody from the original band in the band?
Yeah, the Frankie Banali, the drummer, which is why you can't have the drummer be the only member. Look, I get the guy's got to make a living. And I'm sure if this dickhead from American Idol is singing with him, he must have been one of those rocker guys that people would convince me I would enjoy American Idol because of. But I don't recognize the name. You know, I mean, I know who Kelly Clarkson is and a couple others, but I don't know what year this guy would have been on. I saw a picture of him. He looks like a douchebag. And things can't be going great if he's joining Quiet Riot. Let's put it that way.
You got that right. That's a good indication. Good point. That's a good litmus test right there. Have you been on American Idol, and are you the lead singer of Quiet Riot?
Yeah, tell me American Idol helped careers. Yeah, it built a couple, but this asshole just joined Quiet Riot.
It's ridiculous. Like, this needs to stop. Listen,
yeah.
We need to broaden our not-for-profit to not just band names, album covers, things of that nature, but also ridiculous decisions later in people's career. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, Jizzy Pearl was the singer like 2 months ago, and he was like the third or fourth since Frankie restarted this. And in 2 months since he's been out of the band, or however long it's been, they're on two more. It's just not working. You know, I don't even get what you're trying to do. Just call it Frankie Benali's Quiet Riot Experience, and then nobody's going to care.
So sell me on, because I've never, ever been able to properly get into this band. What is this probably is not on your list exactly, but I think it's a good segue. So is there anything by them that you would say, this is a fuck yeah, awesome Quiet Riot song that's something I haven't heard?
No.
Okay, so let's move on. Exactly. Okay, so you're in the same boat as me. Like, there's just kind of this.
No, and it's not like I haven't heard this stuff, but.
Yeah, all right.
I'm sorry. If I'm in a room and somebody in that room is a gigantic Quiet Riot fan, he is probably likely the saddest individual in the room. He is sadder than a dude who got really into Poison in the 80s.
Yeah, okay. I'll take it. So what you got? What's your first pick?
All right. We're getting right into her. That's good, because I just set my list down.
You want me to do it? You can't read?
Oh, no. Yeah, I got it. I just had to find it.
So here's the mix, guys. We're going to do kind of a old school, and then I've got some of the newer bands that kind of hold the torch for this type of music. And we'll kind of mix it up that way. So why don't we go back in the day.
Back. I believe this is 82 or 83, something like that. I can't believe I haven't talked about this song, because the title is basically our catchphrase, and that's Rock Ain't Dead.
Holy mackerel.
Have you heard of the band Heavy Pettin'? Well, let me ask you real quick. What do you think of that name? You like to talk about band names and rank them. This is
I probably would let that one through. I would have it would have gone been debated amongst our committee for a while, and then I think I probably would have just said, you know, for the time, let's do it.
But if you are kind of saying there's only one kind of music we're going to play, if you're called Heavy Pettin', you know, I mean, you can't suddenly become, you know, you can't be Heavy Pettin' and become like a Seals and Croft type of band.
Here's Yesterday by Heavy Pettin'. Yeah, no, I think you're right. Continue.
Yeah. And maybe they're more of a Nwabum band, but I think this track is sleazy enough for the bee's knees of sleaze. So here you go, Luce. A little taste of Heavy Pettin' from Scotland. This is Rock Ain't Dead.
Show me that
All right, Baco, good pick. You want to go? Want to go closer to current day?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. So, like I said earlier, we're gonna play a couple bands that are kind of carrying the torch for this type of music. Oh my God, I'm getting.
I love music.
You like music too?
Yes, I'm a huge music fan. I always talk about me dick in public.
All right, Baco. This is amazing. Medic. You know what? We're going to do that again.
No, we're leaving that shit in. Now start over.
I've been drinking a little bit. Mudic. I like this Mudic. That's good. What language is that, do you think?
Swahili.
I think it's the language of love. IPA.
Language of IPA.
Yeah,
it didn't sound that snobbish and pretentious.
It does not. Now it says it's drunk and a microbrew snob.
Yes,
now
indeed.
I'm a real prick.
Mudic.
Oh my God. Anyway, so yeah, so in 2010 there was a band called Bad City, based in Chicago, and they had one album, and it was total like Def Leppard slash just 80s worship. And it was produced actually by Johnny Kay, who's worked with a ton of people.
Yep.
Everybody from Disturbed to...
Oh, man, crap. Did he do a record with Megadeth?
He did one with Megadeth. Not a good one.
Super producer, but, basically.
Yeah, he's yeah, right. He's worked with a ton. So anyway, so they had a name producer for their first album as well. And they got a little bit of fame because... They very this is a good move. They had a song called, probably the worst song on the album, called Call Paul Stanley. And have
Hello.
You ever heard it?
This is Paul Stanley.
That's right. Hello, Paul.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Hey, Paul, it's Doc McGee. What's going on?
Doc, you can't do it.
All right, good. But anyway, so they have a song called Call Paul Stanley, which says a call Paul Stanley in the middle of the night, blah, 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 blah. I can't, it makes no sense. But it was a good move because somehow they were able to contact, to get in connection with them. And they ended up opening for Kiss, I think on the Sonic Boom Tour or something like that. They were on some tour with them at one point. But Paul has a quote about the album.
Indeed.
Would you like to read it?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Welcome to the Wasteland is an absolute knockout album and the best album I've heard in ages. A killer cohesive album of great rock and bombastic production that has been sorely missing. Every track is a winner and Bad City raises the bar out of most bands' reach. It's really that good.
Now tell me if that is not just a press release quote that was sent to him to sign off on.
Yeah, I don't even know he knows that exists. And knowing Wikipedia, it could have just been scribbled in there by a member of Bad City.
No, it actually is a real quote from, because I've seen it on Kiss's website before too.
Right when he spent way too much time on kissonline.com.
Well, this was like 7 years ago, so I think I had more time. But the point being is that this album, but with that said, this album is really fucking good. This song is called Take Me for a Ride.
Turn me over.
Can we talk about the story coming out of Florida, of course,
Florida. I love Florida. I love all stories coming out of Florida. Florida is the nut sack and limp dick of America. If you look at it on a map, that's all it is.
Yeah.
There's so much. Every time that you have a story and it ends with Florida, it is fucking ridiculous. I am so glad I'm out of that state. I can't even tell you. It's a joke. Please continue. What could be happening in Florida that would
this
that
is a
would,
very
would,
Florida
would
story.
Go ahead.
Some dude down there, he was arrested for impersonating the Nickelback drummer.
What is that Nickelback drummer? I don't even know what he looks like.
That's why it's brilliant. It's like, okay. I'm Nickelback drummer. If I can say his name and they Google it, then it all lines up. His real name is Lee Harvey Cohen.
So you're telling me that Nickelback has a guy I've never
known. No. The guy impersonating him is Lee Harvey.
Oh, I was hoping that there's somebody in Nickelback with the first.
Yeah, actually, I didn't bother copying down the Nickelback drummer's name because I think even he probably has to say, I'm Nickelback drummer. That's how he introduces himself to people, because if he goes with his actual name, nobody will know who the fuck he is. So. This Lee Harvey character, which, you know, is funny enough, he is a performing musician of some note, and his performing name is Mr. Wookie.
Mr. Wookie impersonated a nickel. Okay, continue. Yeah.
Mr. Wookie is just running all over Tallahassee going, I'm Nickelback drummer. Give me stuff. So apparently he talked some drum and PA company in Europe somewhere, Denmark or something like that, to send him a bunch of stuff. And they caught on to the gig by contacting Nickelback drummer and asking him if he actually ordered this stuff. And he turns out he didn't. Cops were called, and Lee Harvey is now in jail. The weird thing is that, like, in 2009, he was sentenced to 3 years. All it said was for fraudulently collecting $78,000. So I don't know what that means, but he sounds like a fun guy.
I tell you what, I just think it's funny that the place that was sending him all this stuff thinks that the Nickelback drummer lives in Tallahassee.
Hey, come on, you live in Canada all your life? Who wouldn't want to live in Florida?
Oh, I guess so. Yeah, that's right. Tallahassee, I'm here. State, I get all the... Anyway.
Yeah. If he would have said he was Gloria Estefan's drummer, he would have been pegged right away. No, you're not.
That's true.
You're not that guy. Maybe he could.
Oh, my God. So anyway, who knew? Who knew that you could do a scam saying you were the drummer from Nickelback to get free shit? Everybody's got an angle. Every single thing.
I play drums in Nickelback.
Are we using this as an excuse to jam another Nickelback song on our audience for 3 episodes in a row?
No, I'm not. That was more your thing, so.
All right.
You see me kind of dodge that one. Like, I don't want any of the Nickelback to stick on my shirt or anything.
So what you got next, Baco?
Have you heard of a band called Dirty Looks?
Maybe one time in Metal Sludge or something like that, but I don't know any of their music. Proceed.
Oh, they were formed. They're from Pennsylvania, and the singer came here from Denmark. Denmark is Danish, right?
Continue.
Yeah. I found out about them. I think they were also on that Johnny B. Goode soundtrack. Now that I think about it, but they had an album called "Cool from the Wire" that I like a lot, and I'll play a song from that. It's an amazing record, by the way. If you like this song, you should let me know. I'll send you the whole thing. And the Turn of the Screw, they were both on Atlantic, I think. Anyway, I thought they just, you know, they never really gained any real traction, you know.
What years was this?
88 roughly? And 90, probably.
What's the name of the song?
The song is called Oh Ruby. It is a very going to remind you of a Whole Lot of Rosie from AC/DC. This band has a very AC/DC vibe
really?
To it.
That's cool.
But yeah, it's a great little fun, sleazy little track. I think it's going to inspire you to check out the rest of the record. I will personally recommend this and nothing more as far as albums by them. Here's Dirty Looks with Oh Ruby. Mm-hmm. There you go, Luz. A little dirty looks for your dirty little sleazy butt.
Nice, nice. Yeah, so I got one, you know, bringing it a little closer to current day, but what did you want to discuss first?
Well, the Kiss world was rocked when the music video for the song I from, you know, the greatest Kiss album, Music from the Elder, was kind of dumped onto the world this last few weeks anyway. I assume you saw it and watched it.
I did see it. What were your initial thoughts? I'd like to hear yours first, because
I thought the reaction was kind of lame. I thought it was, again, take it for its time. You know, I mean, it's not a great music video if they did it today. I mean, this is before MTV, or at least at the very beginning. This is before cable television was in most cities. In 1981, this is not that bad of a music video.
Okay, fine, but why'd they bury it?
They buried everything about the record. I don't think they buried it because, like, the backdrop looked like Superman's palace or some of the speculation. I definitely don't think it's cheesier than the I Love It Loud video, which they didn't bury.
But there aren't.
There was no zombie sleeveless guy in a yellow shirt.
But Baco.
But Luz.
The difference between I Love It Loud and the I video is at no point do people put Kiss on their shoulders and ride them around into the crowd.
Yeah.
Yes or
whatever.
No?
Look.
That's half the thing. Like, I think the problem is, I think they didn't release it because I think that they thought that their fans would expect them to get little piggyback rides all across the all across the stadium. Like, wait, where's the part where Ace gets to put his boots on top of me? And just, like, I get to walk him around. Look at me. I got a little Kiss guy on me.
Sounds like a missed opportunity for them to make some more money.
Oh, that's right. That could be the VIP experience.
Yes. Whatever. Exactly. That's where I was going.
Hey, that guy paid me $1,000.
I don't think I'm going to get a lot of leeway because of my known feelings on the record.
What? Know, what do you mean?
Well, I think it's – I'm pretty much, you know, on record as supporting the album is not only, like – a good record, but a decent Kiss album, even.
What
I think it's okay for artists to kind of.
I'm not talking about the song.
No, no, no. I know, but I think that, like, if I say this, like, the wonderfully attractive Chris Sinzak, who is a major inspiration to us. See, I did. That's how you start this, Luz. You butter him up and then you bury him.
Bury the fucker.
Yeah. No, Chris Sinzak, who, of course, is the host and of Decibel Geek and is responsible for so many things in my life that my wife wished didn't exist.
Possibly an entire convention.
He wrote an article about it, and he talked about how cheesy it was. And by the way, it's fucking cheesy, but every fucking music video around that time, especially when you look at it now, was super cheesy. I mean, the Van Halen Jump video was as cheesy as this. But that was the time. And the Van Halen Jump video, everybody loved at the time. I don't know why Kiss sat on this, but they buried this whole record, so it has to be tied into that, you know.
Listen to me. This is the main thing. No, stop it. Please stop. The point is that you know, I just find it just another interesting view into that period of just what a clusterfuck it was to me.
Yep.
So I'll leave it at that. All right. Anyway, enough about I. You want to go to a newer band?
Yeah. What you got?
You know, I'm just going to go with I've probably played them once in an older episode, but fuck it, I'm going to play them again. And that is Hardcore Superstar. And they have a song that has hilarious lyrics and it is catchy as hell and definitely flies the flag. And that is Above the Law.
Break the law.
The band, I should say, is out of Sweden. Gothenburg, Sweden. Of course,
Sweden.
Right? Sweden. Why do you like the Parko Superstar? They have, their albums are Bad Sneakers and a Pina Colada. Wait, that's actually Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't know what happened there.
Swedish Chef.
Can you take over? You,
sure. You do some... I only do hokey dokey dokey dokey. Bland chicks.
Yeah, but they've been around. Oh my God. Let me see here. They've had 1998 was their first album.
Oh.
And their latest one is just HCSS, which is, you know, obviously short for Hardcore Superstar. That was in 2015. Didn't like that one too much either. But come on, Take On Me. Check that out, kids. I think you'll really like that album. But what's next? Why don't you play us out with some old school?
Oh, my God. Well, I'm going to – have you ever heard of a band called Vamp? They do anything.
Man, you are going just like obscure. What? Vamp?
Yeah.
No. Keep going.
I believe out of Germany. This is on also on Atlantic Records, I believe. 89, 90, something in that area.
So basically what you're saying is Atlantic Records sucked at promoting their bands.
Yeah, apparently. You know, maybe somebody signed all these guys and then got fired and they were stuck with them.
It must be.
Anyway, but yeah, not a great album. The album's called The Rich Don't Rock. And I believe they're out of Germany. Their drummer, Dickie Fissler, is currently in... Jack Russell's Great White. Well, yeah, so with that, there's a song on there called Heartbreak Heartache. It's the opening track on the record.
Oh, good Lord. I'm seeing a picture of these guys.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to have to use this in the album art. Good Lord. This is like...
And by the way, you should see Dickie now. He's bald.
Yeah, the main thing about this is that this picture here looks like it should be in those awkward family photos, like a picture of that band. I'm going to have to send this to you right now, but continue with your intro.
Yeah, so this is the opening track off of The Rich Don't Rock, and it is called Heartbreak Heartache.
All right, Paco. Which one to talk about? Oh, yeah. Been a little fun. This is going to be great listening to it to this on playback because I know zero of these songs you're playing today. So I think I'm
0 for 2 on your list, too.
Yeah, I think you're going to be... This is fun. All right, so I've got another one that I guarantee you haven't heard either, and that is a band that I've featured a couple times on here, The Last Vegas, which has a name that, again, with our vetting nonprofit, would not have been allowed, especially because they're from, not Las Vegas, from Chicago. It makes no sense. Since they've come out, there is a silly movie that's been out with Kevin Kline and Morgan Freeman. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like a bucket list of going to Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do know what you're talking about.
Okay. So now when you Google them, you end up better
than the band.
That's what I'm saying.
Do you like these guys? I'm not a fan.
No, I like a lot of their stuff.
I thought so. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm going to feature a song off of what I think is their best album, which is their first one that after they were signed to Nikki Sixx's label. What is it called? 7-Eleven Slurpee.
11-7. I'm sorry. 32-ounce. For 59 cents.
Right, exactly. So here's an example. I type in The Last Vegas into the Google machine, and it pulls up that fucking Michael Douglas, De Niro,
Kevin
Kline movie. So I'm trying to find now the band, because I think it's
Kevin
called...
Kevin Kline, by the way. American
that's
Treasure.
Right. All right. It's called Whatever Gets You Off. That's the name of the album. And that is the song White Lies by The Last Vegas.
Nice.
We'll be right back.
We're going up with a double shot, and
yeah,
boy, it's down to two. I'm going to go with Brittany Fox with Six Guns Loaded. It's they did the record with whatever Long Way to Love and Girl School on it, and that was with the singer Dizzy Dean. And they did one record after that that didn't do much.
That's the only one I know. I remember seeing that video and being like, all the hot chicks in it and stuff like that.
And they had a super messy falling out too. Oh, that video was great, by the way.
Yeah. Yes, it was good.
Yeah, so this is Six Guns Loaded, the opening track off of Bite Down Hard. What do you got?
Well, I was going to go a couple different directions, because you made the Cinderella reference, this is definitely not a deep track, but it's one of my favorites by them. So we're going to do your Brittany Fox one, and then we're going to follow it up with Somebody Save Me off Cinderella's debut. So remember, rock's not dead. It's hiding, and you found it.
You sleazy little bastard, you found it.
I told her it was all I wanna be. It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.